would ask them why they are so afraid to have dialogue. Why are they so afraid to have Medea Benjamin or Howard Zinn or Noam Chomsky on the TV? Why is it dominated by military people and they refuse to listen to any other voices? It must be because they know they're wrong.
Stop making war look like a video game. Stop showing the weapons like they're the choice in your video game, and show real death and dying, because that's really what war is all about.
Go off the air.
Is that it?
That's it.
Stop being a mouthpiece for Bush propaganda. Start reporting what's really going on in this world. Let people know that the Bush doctrine is to take over the world. It's a new world order. I don't like it. I don't like it. I don't like our media being afraid of speaking out. Freedom of the press, what a joke. It's disgusting.
Thank you very much.
It really is disgusting.
I don't think that war is fun, and I think that guy should be fired who said it.
With their job comes a great deal of responsibility and accountability, and they should really take a look at that.
They are only showing one side of the story. They are not CNN. I used to respect CNN. CNN anymore, they just go along with whatever the government is saying, what, you know, the special interest people are. That's what they are anymore.
The media is bullshit. Tired of the media. Very much so. We need to have our voice, and they don't want to hear our voice. They don't really want to tell the truth. So CNN can go to hell for all I can care.
Thank you very much.
Go to hell. Damn it.
I'll let them know.
Yeah, please let them know. I will let them know.
They need to start covering the protests all around the world, and especially here in the United States, because people outside the United States, they think that we are doing nothing, that we just agree with Bush, but we don't.
You guys don't have to be kissing Bush's ass every second. You don't really have to do that. I mean, think of all the babies that are dying because the American news media is backing this madman. And CNN, NBC, and ABC, they're all at the top with George Bush helping to commit that murder.
We live in a hypocrisy, not a democracy, where we're going over to other countries and telling them that we're going to help them become a democracy. When people like me, if I'm standing in an elevator with the wrong person, she will hold her purse, or he will be afraid of me, not because I'm intimidating, but because of my color. And I think that's a joke.
Started talking about the real war that's going on, the war, the imperialist war that the U.S. is fighting, whether they're attacking Iraq or not, and the number of people that are dying every day, whether they're dropping bombs to save our freedom, to liberate people, dropping bombs to liberate people.
Yeah.
CNN's not talking about the hypocrisy within that.
This is believed to be a democracy, hence the people of America are believed to be responsible for the actions of its government. But by the misinformation or lack of information that you provided, the American people have gone like sheep, unknowing sheep, into this war and into supporting the war. I don't believe they would have supported it. I don't believe they would have allowed for it to happen if they had been given the full range of information, critique, and analysis that was there within the American population.
Report the truth, that's all.
Tell the truth.
Start telling the truth.
Say the truth.
You must tell the truth.
Tell us the truth.
Start reporting the truth.
Tell the truth.
Tell the truth.
Why don't you just tell us the truth?
Tell the truth.
Tell the truth.
Tell the truth for once.
Start really telling the truth.
Tell us the whole truth.
All they have to do is tell the truth.
Tell the truth.
I'm really disappointed in them, and I expected better from them, and that's it for me. I'm not going to watch them anymore.
Turn the TVs off, man. Turn them all off.
If you could send a message to the producers of CNN right now, what would you like to tell them?
Thank you very much.